Yeah, I've got 9:01 a.m. We'll go ahead and call this regular meeting of the Coryell County Commissioners Court to order at this time. Ms. Newton noting that all members of the court are present. For those of you that are here in person, if you've got an electronic device, we'd ask that you place it on silence at this time. And for those of you that are participating by Zoom, we'd ask that you place your device on mute until such time that you'd need to address the court. We'll begin this morning with a word of prayer. Dear God, we're so thankful to have you in our lives, and we, as always, ask humbly that you forgive us of our sins. Lord, we're so thankful to be able to begin a new year with new hope. We ask that you continue to guide and direct us. Lord, we ask that you also place your hand of healing on those that are hurt, sick, and injured, your hand of comfort on those that need to be comforted and are experiencing times of sorrow. Lord, we ask that you continue to bless us with the fair weathers that you have and protect us and during the times that weathers are not so well. Lord, we ask that, again, everything that we do here in this court honors you in heaven and brings glory to you as we try to do the good work on here on earth. We ask all these things in your son's holy name. Amen.
Amen.
And pledges to our flags. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Honor the Texas flag. I pledge allegiance to thee, Texas, one state, under God, one and indivisible. The next item on the agenda is the public forum. Citizens may address the court on any matter other than matters concerning county personnel or matters under litigation. Each citizen will be allocated 5 minutes with a total time not to exceed 30 minutes. Is there anyone here in person that would like to address the court this morning? Seeing and hearing none, is there anyone participating by Zoom that would like to address the court this morning? Seeing and hearing none, we'll move on to item number 5 on the agenda, which is a consent agenda, noting that there are 3 items there. The court may consider those to be approved all as one, or you can choose to select any or all of those to be discussed individually. We have a motion to approve the consent agenda from Commissioner Basham. Second from Commissioner Matthews. Any further discussion on item number 5? Hearing none, all those in favor say aye. All those opposed say no. Ayes have it. Motion carries. Item number 6 on the agenda is the road and bridge report.
Mr. Belt sent us an email at 7:48 this morning.
Lisa is printing those, and they will be prepared at the time that we will discuss those.
Thank you.
Yes. Item number 6 on the agenda is the road and bridge report. Mr. Latham.
Judge, month of December, we had 26 openings. We completed 15, we blighted and added rock at 7 locations, blighted 14 road surfaces. We've installed 2 low water crossings with new concrete on County Road 260 and 108, repaired 1 cattle guard. County Road 147, clean ditches at a couple locations, removed 5 trees from the roadway, picked up trash at 1 location, graded and shaped in 2 locations, installed. We've been installing a good bit of concrete head walls, multiple locations, 108, 113, County Road 238, and County Road 158. The mowers ran in December. We did 46 roads. Patched 13 roads, installed 4 CMPs, new ones, trim brush at 5 locations, and we've been exporting road base from, or exporting material from Leon Street, and it's like that.
What's a CMP?
Corrugated metal pipe.
I call it.
Other than that, Judge, we're really starting to work on County Road 158, getting it prepped for reseal. I don't know any complaints out there, Kyle, but we're ripped a half a mile of it up. There was nothing but black dirt.
One that I know of.
Yeah.
Don't worry about it.
But we've been doing a lot of tin horn work, head wall work out there. Put some pin rows, some neighbors, let us get on them, clean some brush, straighten some ditches out. So we're kind of building some leaf foot water, doing that around these tin horns, but still running against the road. You can't work on them. So
Tim and I had to visit it at one point and got one, but.
Most landowners been letting us just kind of work with them. We've been trimming some of the blind corners out of the fences and trying to improve it. Really all I have, Judge.
Excellent.
Very good. Very good. Any questions for Mr. Latham?
I make a motion to accept the road and bridge report.
Dang. We've got a motion to accept the road and bridge report from Commissioner Basham, a second from Commissioner Taylor. Any further discussion on item number six? Hearing none, all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed say no. I said the motion carries. Item number seven, consider plat for Sunset Ranch at the Grove, phase one and two. Mr. Mannix.
Morning, Judge. This subdivision is a tier one, just merely because of the number of lots. There's no roads being constructed. They're getting an access to our county road. They did it in two phases because there's just a small little track in between the two, but it's really just one subdivision. Phase one's 63.385 acres, has a total number of seven lots. Most of these lots are over 10 acres, but they had some that were under 10 acres, so that's why they had to plat it. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Then on phase two, there's 50.249 acres and total of five lots on it. They've met all the planning requirements. I can go through my checklist if you want, but I gave you all a copy of it. They pretty much got everything that we needed.
So these are kind of, in my very poor vernacular, they're kind of catty-cornered to each other. Same developer.
Yeah, same just, developer, same.
Yeah.
Well, I think what kind of happened on that was originally planted on state above 10 acres. It was when they surveyed it out and sold the first few.
They sold one lot that was under 7 acres.
It forced them then to go into the platting truck area.
Yeah.
They need to get water meters, or are they going to do wells?
They got water meters. They already installed a new water line to 11 meters.
They got it out of their eyes and dropped out of their teeth and repeating. No, I make a motion to accept Sunset Ranch flats. Phase 1 and 2.
Second. We've got a motion from Commissioner Basham to approve plats Sunset Ranch Phase 1 and 2, and a second from Commissioner Weddle. Any further discussion on item number 7? Hearing none, all those in favor say aye. All those opposed say no. Ayes have it. Motion carries. Mr. Mannix, thank you for your good work. We appreciate that. Item number 8 on the agenda is to consider the replat for Kingston Estate Phase 2.
Okay, this one's been for us a couple times now. Basically, all they want to do is increase the size of lot number 3 and decrease the size of lot number 5. Lot number 3 did have 2 homes on it. They have removed one home, and they're listing this whole subdivision as single family residential now.
Me and Mr. Max met with Mr. Carroll, and they have gone back to what they originally said they were going to do. It was going to be single family dwellings. They have moved the other trailer house, so they have came back, in my opinion, doing what they said they could do. So I make a motion to accept Kingston State Phase 2.
Second. Got a motion to approve the replat for Kingston State Phase 2 from excuse me, Commissioner Basham, and a second from Commissioner Weddle. Any further discussion on item number 8? Hearing none, all those in favor say aye. All those opposed say no. I just had somebody say no.
Sir?
I thought. Okay, okay.
All
right, no. Okay. I just have motion carries. Item number 9 is to consider issuing invitation to bid for roadside mowing under CCRB 2024-01. Before we get into the discussion on this, Mr. Latham, I understand that all of these are going to be the issuing of the bid notice. Mm-hmm. Is that correct? We're not approving it, any of this.
Go out for notice of the paper.
Okay.
And we will open them the 9th in the February 13th meeting. Award or not award.
Evaluate.
Yeah.
Then I would recommend to the court that items 9, 10, 11, 12, and 13 could all be considered under one motion action, even though we've got them listed individually, and I think that's good to have them listed individually, unless someone from the court wishes to consider any one of those individually, but we could group those. And again, this is just to issue the notice.
Are there any questions, Judge?
I have none.
Okay. Then I would entertain a motion to approve issuing the notice to bid for items number 9 through 13.
So moved.
We've got a motion from Commissioner Weddle, a second from Commissioner Basham. Any further discussion on any of the items 9 through 13? Hearing none, all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed say no. Ayes have it. Motion carries. Thank you, gentlemen. Mr. Latham, did you need any other clarification from the court on that?
No, sir. I mean, the two of them that are new, the other ones are pretty cut and dry. The mowing and the inspection services are the only thing we're kind of adding. Probably the inspection services, we've already been providing services by a vendor, but we're reaching a threshold that we need to go to bid.
I understand. Okay. Very good. Thank you. Item number 14 on the agenda is to discuss accepting both Marissa and Kirk Drive into the county road system. Commissioner Matthews.
Just one second. I've got one of the gentlemen that lives down there that wanted to be here. He just couldn't get off work. And I told him I would let him know when we're on it. I don't see him on here. Anyway, I visited with those citizens down there multiple times. They have since gone into the process of getting their own estimate, their own bid for paving those roads, but I've also visited with Mr. Latham about the possibility of accepting those roads. They're not chip sealed, they're currently dirt, but it was all done really professionally, correct?
We witnessed him do that. It was done to county standards. Then, we were down there actually working on Duncan Road while this was going on. One issue is Mr. Bell going to be here? Do you guys know?
He's going to be a little bit delayed. He's got another court filing that he's following with right now.
The question I had on the call as we pulled the deeds up, mm-hmm. and they are easements, overlapping easements.
Oh, really?
So that would have to then be surveyed out and dedicated to public use?
To the county.
If they want the county. If they want to do that.
Okay.
Because this was not platted.
Right.
And one thing to consider is this is the way that you know, with the state statute changing in September, you could see more of these. My understanding, the way the state statute reads now, that if you stay over 10 acres, then you don't have to adhere to county road specifications if you don't deem that public roadway. That being said, we have more of that in the future of somebody builds a gravel road, puts easements over it, then turns around, people start living on it, and then want it brought into the system to pay.
Right.
I mean, that's just information
for us
to talk about. So,
well, I'd be more than happy to table this, visit with the attorney about it. I didn't realize that they were.
No, and we pulled this up what Friday, last week sometime. We pulled the deeds and managed read through them. I assumed in previous conversations that they were surveyed out right away.
Yeah.
Now I do think the easement is it state a width in there?
I don't remember.
I mean, they're essentially right of ways, but that legal deed requirements would have to be straightened up.
Yeah, I got you.
And I'm not a lawyer, so best I could tell, it was even a lot of easement. You know, somebody that knows more about it might tell me that.
That's fine. It's no big deal.
So that
I'm doing the same that you did, so it's fine.
That affect every landowner? On that affect every landowner.
Well, there is two methods of dedicating that out, right? We could just they could dedicate out an easement to us,
right?
Which that's one method right now in our regulations, right? Because you take some of those subdivisions, the center line is still property line,
right?
They just can't do anything within
in that easement,
right?
Right.
The other methods are they dedicate it solely up to the county. It's deeded to the county,
that's right.
One's an easement, one's right away. So,
yeah,
way.
Yeah, where's this located? Where's this located?
Off Duncan.
Off Duncan,
yeah.
South of Topsy.
Yeah.
And there's actually like 4 houses on Marissa and 3 on
her. Right. And they've all reached out.
But there's 13 lots. So, I guess there's still some to.
Yeah.
They currently have a road maintenance agreement that they collect dues on, essentially like a POA or HOA. In the email that I received, they have enough money for a down payment to pay for the chip seal, but there's some legal issues there. If they were to hire a contractor,
right,
and that's where I need his help, but if they were to hire a contractor, bring it up county standards, there are mechanisms to bring it into the county. And they have to pay them, or like we did Nathan and Kenny, if they pay the county,
right,
do it and bring them in the system. Which that's there's a little more complications than that.
Yeah, we'll have to work out that easement portion obviously first. And I didn't realize that,
and
I just assumed that they did it.
I did too.
Yeah. Okay.
My main reason for the gentleman's called me and Mr. Matthews several times, put it on the agenda, just try to get a feeler of the court of, is this something to pursue or not?
Right.
I'm not opposed to it, but I think there's a lot of questions we've got to answer on the administrative side of things before we really,
Is it a point right now that if they could pave it, we can save ourselves future headaches like Acklin, Julius, Nathan, Kenny?
Right.
You know, there's a slew of roads in that area down there. They're not county maintained, that lots of houses have been put on.
Yeah. So, I'm getting a bunch of calls from that other. So.
Yeah.
And a bunch. School.
Mm-hmm. They were never brought into a maintenance system, mm-hmm, so they're just kind of like Nathan and Kenny was. I mean, that those residents out there had to pay to bring it up to standards, bring it in the system.
Yeah, I think there was an individual that stopped the school bus the other day picking kids up.
But it is still dedicated for public use.
Correct. And I explained that to him. He said, there's no such thing. I said, well, okay, lawyer.
There's It's a, I guess the easiest way to explain them, there's maintained county road and non-maintained county road.
Correct.
That's not like a private road. It's still like public roads, just not maintained.
Yeah, it's still not wise to step in front of a school bus at 6 o'clock in the morning while it's dark.
Yeah. I think they're doing that to trash road too.
Oh, really? Yeah. Trashman didn't call me, but still did.
All right. This was listed as a discussion item. So unless there was some action that the court wanted to take,
I would make motion to table until I can visit Commissioner Belt a little bit further on the easement or dedication.
There's a motion to table from Commissioner Matthews, second from Commissioner Basham. Any further discussion on item number 14? Hearing none, all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed say no. Ayes have it. Motion carries. Item number 15, update on grants to include but not limited to Safer Streets for All, Hazard Mitigation Plan, the Resilient Communities Program, CDBG MIT, and the Community Wildfire Protection Plan. We'll start with SS4A. Good morning, Mr. Manning. Am I going to pick up with Hannah on this, or?
Well, I think Lillian is
going to. Lillian? Okay. Lillian, are you with us this morning?
Hi, good morning, Joe. Yes, I am.
Good morning.
All right. Yeah, just a quick update for SS4A. So we've got the website and the survey up and running. I believe Hannah sent them to y'all yesterday. Correct me if I'm wrong. Did y'all receive them, the links to them?
Yes, ma'am, we did. Thank you.
Okay. All right. Good deal. That is it for the website and survey. We have also been in contact with the various school districts around the county. We're kind of working through that list, and we're gathering specific school projects and crossing projects for those ISDs. But that is all I have for the SS4A.
Okay. Very good. Any questions for Ms. Reed on SS4A? All right.
Judge, real quick, one thing to add. The process of Hannah's running that, I think she's been and Lillian supporting it, all this work. There's going to be a point where we'll need to look to road and bridge a little bit. So there's two things going on with SS4A right now. We've got a third party vendor that's running a model. Okay. And then the survey is going to be collecting data. And both those will help inform where some projects may need to go, but they'll have to figure out what those projects look like and get to some sort of a cost estimate. And for some of that, we would sure like to be able to build a bridge about how to get at least an estimate of cost. Because remember, this plan is what gets funded. If we use the plan to apply for the funds, we've got to have at least something to hang our hat on. So I'm just putting that out there that there'll be a point where I know road and bridge got a lot of spare time. Work on things like this, but we really do. We'll have to have a little help from somebody about what, if it's going to be, you know, county type facilities, where, you know, what those costs could be.
Okay. What kind of time frame do you think we're going to need to start sitting down and like? Do you think and really well that one is time frame, and then two. Do you see this as a do it as you go, or get all the projects identified and then let's just start working down the list type thing?
Well, I don't know what getting with Hannah's well out. She's on something else right now, but she's got an outline for how to do all that. I think what I'd say is we're very conscious that we don't have a lot of time before that next notice of funding opportunity. This takes the county's intention to be able to hit that NOPA. And not do like the sitcom wait for a whole other year. So depending on when that notice is going to come out, we think sometime in the next couple of 2 or 3 months, there's some question about that, but we think it's not far off. Then no matter which way we describe the process, it's not going to take it. We're going to be kind of a little compressed timeline. So I would say that, so we haven't reached out to all the schools yet. We've talked to Jonesboro, we've talked to Gaysville, haven't talked to eBay yet. I was going to ask Commissioner Matthews for a little help with that.
And we haven't talked to Oglesby yet, but I would figure all those schools might have something that's just where they're worried about crossings or places for school buses to stop or anything like that we want to know about. Okay, well, since the funds are coming to the county, we want the county to have some eyes on whatever we say it's going to cost to build those things, right? So, I'm just talking about school. We've got other, there's a lot of different possible projects that can come, you know, rise to the top there. Hannah's got an outline of the timeline, but I just, at some point, we'll need to be able to get a little bit of these guys' time to figure out what it's going to take, what they think it would take to build some of these things.
Okay.
Some of them would be as simple as sidewalks. Gainesville, I sat down with Gainesville there. They would like to put some sidewalks out front of the schools there. Okay. So that's not too big a deal, but some of these other things may get in bigger projects. I have no idea what Oglesby or even or Cove, but I would figure that all of them are going to want to do something.
Yeah.
Well, we could maybe start Precinct 3 and just kind of work away at them.
Yeah. Those golden streets. You know,
the way I look at it, you're third.
You can come up with the estimates because I got way too many things.
There you go.
Project. Put my numbers up there.
Exactly.
Okay. Well, Mr. Latham, we'll, and I don't need an answer right now, but we'll need an answer or some feedback from you as a, you know, what do you think you can support and on what kind of timeline? Because if you can't, then the alternative to that is we need to look at, and we do have some professional services agreements already in place, but we need to look at an outside, you know, engineering company, not to give us an engineer stamp on something, but to do that template of, you know, those cost estimates. So there, it's not a panic. It's not, hey, you've got to, but we do need some feedback. You know, I would say within the next couple of weeks of what you think you can support and what's just, you know.
We found Judge last year. We dedicated a lot of time to this, and we've no fruit hanging on the tree.
Yeah,
it's kind of putting me in a position of I'm trying to catch up to a certain degree. I don't really want to dedicate much time at all, to be honest with you.
Well,
okay.
I mean, these all get so mixed together.
Administrative stuff, which we run a department with two men in administrative that are field people.
That's what I'm saying. That's why I was asking very, you know, I mean, very sincerely.
Well, that's why I'm asking.
Because I've got no issues with that because we've got some professional agreements in place. We can reach out to those people and get the support that we need to, you know, to get those numbers.
Okay. Two questions. One, if we reach out for those professional services, which I think we can use the grant money to pay those, correct?
Yes, that would fall under the grant. Yes.
Right. Well, okay.
Oh, are you talking about which grant are you talking about?
The SS4A, right? We're talking about that right now.
Because I think we've got some funding that's still available, I think.
Are you talking about the grant that we've been awarded to do to build a plan with? Or are you talking?
Yes.
About yes.
Yes.
Well,
because you're asking for some projects to be identified, estimates. The judge said that, you know, maybe we could use an outside service, and I'm just wondering if can we use part of that planning money. Or how do we pay for it? Let's put it that way.
So can I ask one question?
Yeah.
What is the amount of projects? Because this is what I feel like happened last time as we looked at, let's get some projects together and get estimates. And then it just kept growing and kept growing and kept taking more and more time. If it's 10 projects, I can give an estimate. If it's 5 projects, I can give an estimate. If it's something where we say we're going to go after 2 million, then we look up we're going after 50 million, I'm not participating in that.
Well, that was kind of my second question. Was you did a whole bunch of estimates for the shovel ready project. And some of those just be.
Yeah, that was going to be my name. I can't remember.
Some of those just be picked out of there and said, okay, these are the ones that we want to dedicate for, this particular.
I'm sure some of them. Yeah, we've got time allocated and we know what we need them. So, I don't see why we couldn't roll some of those projects.
Which, and I think that goes back to some of the grand criteria. Safe streets are all. Is it going to be more flow water crossings, blind corners?
It's anything. So, we got two processes right now. There's a model. Aegis Creek's running a model for it. And then we've got a survey. So the model is we hire a professional group to run models based off of fatality data, wrecks, that kind of thing. Then we've got a survey where anybody in the public, schools, county commissioners, citizens can weigh in and say, we've got a problem with this intersection or this blind corner. I think SS4A can address any of those, Justin. I guess I feel that except for everybody. I hope
you. I'm taking a bad intersection.
But so seriously, anything that would improve safety in the county, I don't think there's a limitation on the types of projects if it improves road safety. So
fatalities and stuff like that.
It doesn't have to be fatalities, but the model is catching that. So the model is picking up the stuff that we would have got from TxDOT or DPS or whoever on fatalities and accidents and that kind of thing.
So the model will kind of highlight areas or projects.
It'll be one source to four projects. This public survey will be another source. Hannah's going to put those together. She's going to come back to somebody here, unless you just want us to do it and figure out how to prioritize those projects. So y'all ask about the dollars. This is a little different deal. SS4A's got a set amount. So they fund the plan, develop the plan. Then you apply for a set amount to, if you've got enough to hit the cap. Last year, the cap was $30 million. Now, when they run this next NOFO, they may change that dollar amount. We don't know yet. It could be 20, it could be 25, it could be 30, but it'll be some dollar amount. They'll tell us that this is how much money you've got to, put into your plan. So that would tell us how to stack those projects.
So we know right now what we need to be shooting for, how much money would he need?
No, we won't know. Well, they're going to release a notice of funding opportunity sometime. The judge has heard February. We sort of heard maybe April. We're trying to get some information on that. But sometime in the next 90 days, they're going to release a NOFO that'll be out there for 60 days. We intend to have this plan finished. The sitcoms already figured out they can't hit it. They're going to wait a whole other year. We're going to try to hit that window. Okay, with projects. And so
now their NOFO, is that per applicant or per region or
like? No, we're a standalone deal.
Yes,
we're
county
worker out, so we've got our own.
We really don't know what we need to, how much we need.
Well, what he's saying is last year, $30 million what they awarded
was the cap. That didn't mean, and again, okay, so there's,
we're saying that, does that mean all the counties in Texas or just one county?
An applicant in Corio County is the applicant.
Okay.
So we would be eligible for up to $30 million under last year's NOFO. Now, let's say that hypothetically, let's say that either A, we did not have the resources to do the total match for that $30 million, or B, let's say that $30 million didn't cover all of our projects. We can continue to still work off of our SS4A plan, the action plan, as these NOFOs continue, as these funding sources, continue, until we either A, complete all of the projects on our action plan, or B, the federal government, closes down the funding for this particular.
Can you amend your action plan, or is that once it's put in, those are the projects in queue?
No, it is amendable.
Okay.
Yeah, it's a living.
I mean, it is a living document. Most of these plans are, and I'm sure that they would appreciate, even at some point, we come back and we update.
So I guess you'll rank them in a criteria.
We will make suggestions. The county, the stakeholder group of the county, the money's coming to y'all.
Right.
So we'll make recommendations, but we won't make the final. See what I mean? Somebody's going to have to. I suspect there'll be plenty of projects going, plenty more need than there is money.
So, like some of those projects we gave estimates the other day, I'm looking at the judge, like, is that 106, 354, 355?
Those should go on the, should be part of this Yeah. This plan, yes.
And there's two we've got estimates on.
Yes, that are already there, that I will pass those along. So they'll have those. Those are, you know, probably more than even what we need, you know, the detail level of it. And I do appreciate that. Because those two are the two big ones that you presented. You know, we have, you know,
there's engineer plans on them. I mean,
well, and we've got, you know, fatalities on those, you know, within the last, you know, 3 to 5 years.
So the model's gonna pick them up. So the model should pick them up anyway in its recommendation.
And that's highlighting, you know, fatalities on the county roads. And that's really what we're trying to address is fatalities, serious incidents and accidents, and then vehicle pedestrian. Those are kind of the three. But like Mr. Manning said, you know, within school zones, and this, you know, is to help mitigate the, you know, vehicle pedestrian sidewalks. They're all about sidewalks in school zones and school areas or routes that get you know, students or children from housing areas to the school on sidewalks.
Wouldn't that be on sidewalks that would be in the city, correct?
You know, this money's coming to the county.
But you got to understand this is the plan.
Yeah.
And those.
So we can go ahead and put the sidewalks in and see.
No. Plan. It's a thought.
Okay.
It's not. It's not throwing it out there and it's a guarantee or nothing. You're identifying, we are identifying to them what the problem is and how we want to solve the problem.
Right.
Not that the problem will be solved.
But then with that, you got to associate a cost for.
Correct.
It'd be like, okay, we got to come up with 30, 40, 50 areas we want to put in the plan. What projects essentially? Pick a number, whatever that is. You want to look for two, put that in your plan.
Yeah.
One of them being sidewalks around all the streets. Sure. Another one's updating low water crossings to bridges. Something along that line. And then I'm
street crossings, whatever.
Yeah. There's two processes running. One's a model that's going off hard data, accidents, fatalities, that kind of thing. The model's going to kick out some recommendations for projects.
Well, what I'm saying is, okay, say low water crossings, say we have five low water crossings and our plan decided we're going to update low water crossings in school bus routes.
Right.
We have five crossings. We need estimates on all five crossings to put in the plan.
We need to know how much money we're asking.
Okay.
That's really it. We've already got projects scoped out. We don't have plenty. Yes, and that's a good point. I don't know that we're asking y'all to design anything. We want to make sure that we're not. Then if we put in the plan and the feds are going to fund it, that we didn't
roll
it all somehow, right?
Now, what are the requirements typically on their money? Is it a match in-house? Can we do the work in-house? Does that be engineered?
I think that you can, just like all the rest of it, you can do in-house stuff to offset your match. But it's an 80-20 deal.
I mean, if we could just get a good list, I could help with estimates. Won't be able to, depending on what it is. My concern is that I'm a moving target. If I'm going to give estimates, y'all give me a list here to try to get some estimates on these 10 or 20 projects. I don't have an issue doing that, but I don't want to go from 10, then we look up, we're trying to do 80.
It's going to be whatever the NOPO says. It's going to tell us how much money is available. You go to Commissioner Matthews' point, we may not get all that, we don't know. But they're saying that that's how much they will fund up to that amount in a plan. And off that, well, how much money we got to contribute for. But this is for our county only. This is standalone deal for us. It's not, the college got their own thing going.
Now, the sidewalks, y'all are getting with ISDs to get estimates on that.
I would think if the school wants sidewalks, they can figure out what they think that's going to cost.
Yeah, they wouldn't. That would come from them, crossings.
And I don't think that's a big high-dollar deal. We've heard that from a couple of schools.
And of course, so soon as the survey and everything is complete, then we can go back and look at those areas that you've already identified, then take it, right. Say the school bus travels on this, there's a fatal on this, you know.
Right.
And I think your estimate will be a little quicker then because you've already done it. Now, it may be modified some, but, you know,
Well, if I just have a list.
Right.
Some of these, we already got measurements and dimensions. A lot of the problem is going out there going, here's a new spot.
Right.
You got to go visit that site.
Yeah.
You got to try to figure out, what are we doing here? And then we got to try to design something that's not designed and then try to attach an estimate to
it. I would hope that we've got enough designed that we can pull off the things already there.
I really like the idea of the two bridges because they're pretty cut dry. And they're not in the golden area. So.
And it's a pretty chunk.
Yeah.
I don't know if I want to really ask this, but who is the final funding department of this? Please tell me it's not HUD.
U.S. Department of Transportation, Pat Howard.
Okay.
Yeah. They've been pretty good to work with.
Yeah. Well, it's not HUD these days. They're not treating this nicely.
Okay. Well, I think the follow-up then, Mr. Manny, is as we start to develop that list, we're going to get with Mr. Latham on what he has previously done. We'll vet those projects versus what he's previously done, and if we need to outsource. From what I'm hearing is, if there's just a few projects or that would be on that list, we could probably handle those in-house. If it is going to be several projects, we need to look at outsourcing that through one of the vendors that we already have an agreement with, because I think we can get the turnaround time on that pretty quick.
Probably a fair statement on that, Jeff, would be something we do a lot of. We can give you an estimate quick. Yoder bridges, low water crossings. You know, if we're talking about building a 300-foot span bridge across the Leon and us coming up with the estimate, it's daunting and it takes a lot of time. And then it's, in my opinion, it's, I mean, we're 40% accuracy. I mean, it's.
Well, once the model is built in the survey and everything is combined, I think it's easier to identify. Then you can work backwards on the list that you already done.
Right. It'll give you the areas that you can justify why you're going to those areas.
Right. Yes, because that's going to be what school does, municipalities, things like that. Which we have, I don't know how well our agreement on some of these estimates. I know some of that is housed with you guys too.
Most of it.
Like the GLO.
Yeah, but we've got all that. But we want somebody from the county that's got to put eyes on that and make sure they're good with it. And we would assume that's somebody out of your shop. If it's not, that's okay, but we need to know who it is and know the capacity there.
One of us two right here, so it's...
So I'm not trying to dream up extra work. Like I said, a lot of projects are already designed. We can pull off what we have.
So it's Saturdays and Sundays.
There's chief estimator now.
Negative. Pitch him the keys.
Okay. No. All right. Did you have something else, mate?
Yeah. But what time frame do you think?
Where
you start having a list.
So this hands on all right now. But the survey I think runs to sometime in February. The model. I think we'll have a model run by the end of this month. Okay. And so, you know, again, she's got a stakeholder group, which I think all of y'all are invited to participate in. But I think the model will probably kick first and then a survey. And then that's gonna define some areas and some specific types of problems.
And it might be something as simple as, you know, one of those meetings we went to, speaking with the ISD transportation, removing dead trees in the right of way. That might be it. So if you take that as far as estimate, then that's just kind of so much per tree, so much per mile. I mean, that's fairly simple. The bridges get complicated.
Construction piece.
Yes.
I think that we've got the ability to sort of prioritize what the county wants to do. So maybe on this grant, they want to avoid doing a 300-foot span bridge across Leon. They may not have this thing to do. There's plenty of other projects there. It just gets down to capacity, how much capacity y'all got to look. That's all I've got, Jeff.
Okay. Thank you, Mr. Manning. Appreciate that. And thank you, too, Lillian. The next one is the hazard mitigation plan. And again, not to take anything, steal any of Ms. Reed's thunder, but that has been submitted, is back now at FEMA, and we are waiting for the agreement, the, and I always forget that acronym. I want to say
APA. Approved pending adoption.
APA. I wanted to say it so bad, I wanted to say ADA, and I didn't want to embarrass myself. So we're waiting on that document. And again, to remind the court, once we receive that, then we will have an adoption resolution that we'll have to execute with all the entities that were covered under the HMP. And those will then be forwarded up to FEMA pending the final approval of that.
So this document has to go back to FEMA.
No. It is at FEMA. Yeah. It is at FEMA.
So once we approve it, then it goes to FEMA, and then it's...
Our resolutions that we've adopted this will go to FEMA. But we can't do those. We don't do our resolution to adopt it until we get the APA from FEMA. Okay. And Ms. Reed, anything to add to what I've summarized there?
Judge, you got it all. I was just going to say it'll probably be about mid-February to late February when we can expect a response from FEMA. So just to give y'all a rough timeline.
Great. Thank you very much. Resilient Communities Plan. I believe Mr. Belt has been in contact with MRB Group and set up the 18th of February. I mean, 18th of January as a kickoff meeting, pending the receipt of the agenda of how they want to run that meeting, execute that meeting. We will either conduct that as an MRB meeting where commissioners may attend, or we will have that set up potentially as a commissioners court workshop. But I think we'll do that agenda or information from MRB on Thursday. Is that correct, Mr. Bell?
Does it have the third one? Does.
Okay. So based off that document, but that is the 18th is the date of that meeting. Was that at 9?
Yes, sir.
9 o'clock, one way or another. Anything else to add to that, Mr. Bell? Okay, thank you very much. Any questions on the RCP and where we are? Okay, very good. Moving on to CDBG MIT. I don't know that we've had any movement on that. Anything that we received from the GLO or Langford?
Absolutely nothing.
Okay. Any questions on CDBG MIT? Okay. And the Community Wildfire Protection Plan, again, that's been sent up to U.S. Forest along with the application for funds to support that. That's in about the $7 million range for projects. $6 to $7 million is what we had under CWPP.
The last thing I would say there is that we did get some inquiries from the U.S. Forest Service directly to us right at the end of the year. They were looking at our application, which is nice. They didn't do that last time. So somebody up there is looking at it, and I think awards on those are anticipated. Lillian will know, but I think sometime late winter, early spring.
Ms. Reed, yeah, go ahead.
I was just going to say that is also anticipated for mid-February. They said the February 16th, so... we'll be looking out around those dates for any kind of response from the Forest Service.
Okay, very good. Thank you for that. So mid-February, we can potentially look for that. And then one, I think this was appropriate to address is our 7001 application that we had done for the Leon River watershed, and won't run down the whole history of it, but basically, my understanding and Mr. Manning, I appreciate you or Lillian, either one jumping in here. But our 7001 application to study snags, flooding, restoration of the ecology, a lot of other little projects into a big project that ranges from Proctor Dam to Lake Belton Dam. That has been submitted to Congress as part of their funding approval. We're one of 12 projects nationwide. There are two other projects within the state of Texas. There were a handful out of Louisiana, and then some onesies and twosies. But that is posted on the Corps of Engineers website. Is that correct? The U.S. Corps of Engineers, as their memo to Congress on what they're requesting overall. So we basically made the final cut. It is now a matter of whether Congress funds that or not. It is $3 million for a study, feasibility study, with $50 million as far as implementation. So it's a total project of $53 million that they're looking at.
I'm going to address the snags.
That's the study of the
tires from one end to the other.
So, Judge, we put these in motion a long time ago, so lots happened since then. So we haven't talked about these much because we've got other things. But this was the very first thing we started. So there's actually two things going on. There's a 7001. That's the big one. And
208, 206 or something?
That's a different, I'm going to talk about that in a minute. That's a different deal. All right. The 7001, the Corps identified that, asked us to apply for it. This is an ACF thing. This is not the county. This is an ACF sponsored project with county participation and coordination and the city of Gainesville. So the judge, as he stated, we got notified a few weeks ago that our project was one of 12 selected nationwide. So the way the Corps would do that is they would do the feasibility study first, which is a $3 million study. They pay for half. ACF's got to fund the other half. I think we've already done that. Then they would they estimated budget of $50 million for actual construction. And again, that's a 2-to-1 ratio as well. So we identified the entire Leon, and we called out the Cowhouse watershed and all the areas, the problems there as part of that proposal. So, Judge, anything you want to add? Or?
No, I think that's – I mean, I think you've summarized it well. I mean, that is one – grant project that we're tied to, and again, I appreciate you, Claire. That is actually an ACF project, but there's lots of benefits to the county, and it's the large scale.
The other one, real quick, that you asked about, Commissioner, the 205, 206, 208, those. We went back and applied for those in a section 165 application, again, ACF. We'll know in February, probably sometime this February, late February. It looks like we may be in line for some funding for those, and we'll know in the next 30, 45 days.
That would be nice.
And those are lesser amounts. I believe historically those were capped at $15 million.
The snag one is capped at 10, the others are capped at 15. The conversation we're having with the Ford district is somewhere in 30 mil range altogether. And we'll know in kind of mid to late February.
And to kind of recap, the reason that 7001 came about was after some initial conversations with Corps of Engineers, they felt like, based off of just some preliminary costs, that the 7001 may be a better approach because the 205, 206, and 208 as standalone caps, we're not going to address all of the problems. And so that's how it evolved to 7001. But the applications for 205, 206, and 208 under Section 165, we still move forward with those. So it could potentially, we could do some interim projects, with those funding opportunities while 7001 is still moving forward.
So the projects that we identified so two numbers for every 7,000 more. Mr. Matthews is going to remember that because he won a cow house in there, which is a good move. So 7,001 is all the Leon from Proctor to Belton, including the cow house tributary. The caps, which is where you're involved, you're worried about snags. That's the 205, 206, 208 cap.
Right.
The reason the 165 is a new thing for y'all. They came up with a new program where if we qualify, it's 100% federal. There's no match. So the caps, the cap 205, 206, 208, which is an ACF deal again, it looks like we're in pretty good shape for those. Again, we won't know until mid to late February. But that would be 100% federal. It runs through ACF. The projects we identified were all the snags we talked about. We identified the Straws Mill Bridge. We identified Fontainebleau Park. We identified some rehabilitation of some of those, a program to get rid of a bunch of that dead wood that's up and down the river all the way from Proctor.
All the snags are up there on Mother Nature State Park.
All that gets cleaned out. It's all, we identified all the projects that we discussed back a year and a half ago. So don't know if it'll fund. Not saying this is in the bag, but we're going to know pretty quick.
And there's a landowner also, 1829, belongs about 17 acres because of the river route itself. Too.
We actually specifically called out that area, yeah, and that snag. So we identified the snags at the Mother Nef, the 1829 landowner, the Fauntleroy Park issue. Those were all kind of in a snag. They're all in the same cap. The Straws Mill Bridge and the park rehab, that's in a different cap. That's one that's got more construction in it. I don't remember the numbers. So, Judge, anything you want to add to that?
No, I think you kind of, I think that puts it all together. Any questions the court has on those? Is it clear as mud?
The 7001, is it all encompassed in, I guess when you got notified of it, is it all encompassed in one email, one document?
Or there's actually several documents, Commissioner.
Okay.
There's a report to Congress that went out from the Corps of Engineers and their headquarters. Mm-hmm. We've got that document. It lists ours as one of the 12 projects. Mm-hmm. Okay. And I'm taking your question that you haven't seen that yet.
I have not. That's why I was going to ask if that can be shared with the court.
Sure can. I need to figure out how best to get it to y'all. The other document, the court just posted about 10 days ago, they posted, right at the first year, they posted a revised proposal. They went in and kind of tweaked our proposal a bit and put it on their headquarters website for the 7001. That's where they get into details about the kinds of things you want to do with 7001. So there's two documents you want to look at. One is the report to Congress where they're asking for the money. It's in the 2024 budget, which hasn't been approved yet.
Right.
Okay. The first thing they want to do is a study, and then they'll want to go in and the study will inform how to spend $50 million worth of project. Okay. The cap deal, we've got the proposal. Y'all approved an MOU back in August. We modified it just for the cap. And y'all seen that, but you may have forgotten about it. But the cap thing is just, we've got the proposal and we've got some communications with the Corps of Engineers.
Right.
But we don't have, it's not as big a deal. The caps don't have any kind of a big request to Congress. They've already got the money. We're either going to get it or we're not, but the funding's already there.
I just like to read that kind of stuff. It answers some questions that then you don't have to re-ask them.
Maybe this might be a question you may not be able to answer, but like on that landowner 1829 with the river route routed itself,
Will there be money for funding to correct the right flow, moving the snag, come back and filling in that area for that owner to receive his acres back? Is there going to be funding for that as well, or is that just a question that we don't know the answer to?
I think there may be, I'm not sure, there may be funding there. Remember, the snag, whichever one that is,
I think
it is 208. It's capped at $10 million. So we've got $10 million to spend. And our guy, David and Casey, have run that projection of where the problems are. The really big problems, the 1829 needs to be fixed. Mother Neff's been worked on. I'm not sure it's not backing back in a little bit. There's some smaller ones around. The other really big one, it's not even in Coryell County. That's that snag that's right across the Bell County line.
Right.
That thing was massive, but it's causing problems up here.
It's over a mile.
Yeah, oh yeah, it's over a mile long. So I think he can spend $10 million real quick trying to fix all that. So I think it's going to be to answer your question. I don't know whether they'll do the backfill or not. I'm not sure about that. But we've also got to think where you want to spend the money.
Sure.
And I think for absolutely full snag in. Judge, I got one last thing to say. I know we're taking away too much time, but I've one thing point I want to make here, right? And this kind of, Justin did a really good job highlighting this. The county's capacity here. I'm not worried about the ACF projects. The ACF's going to have all the resources they need for those. SS4A or some of these other things, if they come to the county, I'm very concerned about the county having everything you need in the house to operate, to meet your requirements under those. And I've talked about this before with the court, but I'm just cautioning the court that I still have that concern about the county's ability to administer the grants that come directly to the county, particularly if we start getting big grants. And I don't know, I know the court's discussed this, but GIS, floodplain, engineering, and then just the basic administrative functions to manage these. We're concerned.
Okay. Thank you. Anything else? Any other questions? Okay. And then the last one I'll update you on is Senate Bill 22. I've tried to get into that link. We're having some issues in being able to get accounts established. I think Mr. Belt has kind of run into that with his. I believe Mr. Boyd has faced some challenges on that. So we are working on trying to get that resolved with the comptroller's office. I have not spoken with them directly, but I'm going to make the bold assumption. We're not the only ones that are having some of those issues. So we've got, got some time, but I wanted to let you know that we still are working on getting that that signed up for and implemented.
Thank you, Judge.
And that is all I have for the current grants that I'm tracking. Any others that we need to cover, discuss? Good over here, Commissioner Taylor. We're here.
Good, Jim,
sir. Okay. All right. Great. Then we will move on to item number 16 on the agenda, which is an update on construction projects. Commissioners Weddle and Basham.
We only had one construction meeting because of the holidays, but it was held on January 3rd. And don't anybody ask me, because it was really very small. We had some steel deficiencies I've talked about several times. They're all resolved. I think it was a weld or something that was done, and they just had to come out and inspect it, and everything is good now. Security electronics, which has been the big thing. They're continuing to pull the wire, and they will be swapping out all the cameras very soon. They want to get all the wires in, and then start swapping the cameras out, so they will be up and running. The RTU was started up on, which is the rooftop unit that we approved on 1-2 of 24. And so they're in the process of trying to get that as a conditioned space and start drying it out so they can do some of the finished work. The utility tie-in should be soon, and everybody will see that. I believe I'm 99% sure it's a local contractor that's, you know, doing that, and they've got a security plan, everything about having to shut down a portion of the roads. We did run into a little bit, not a big deal. We're going to have to upgrade the handicap ramp in front of the building. And it wasn't really in compliance. We're afraid because of the new addition that the jail commission will say, oh, you don't have handicap access. So pretty small. I think you guys, y'all bust that out already?
Yep.
Okay, yeah. Road, there was a stoop that was kind of left. Road bridge just came down, boom, 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 busted that out. And they're going to just pour a new handicap ramp. Found this kind of interesting, the epoxy, which is the reason they're driving it out. The epoxy flooring team is coming out of Illinois, and they should be here this week. I think if they get the go-ahead, this dry weather should help. So anyway, that's everything on the jail. On the Leon Street Annex, Road and Bridge is starting the scraping, trimming of trees, and we're going to get a surveyor so they can just start prepping the lot. And then last night, Mr. Belt did a mighty fine job of why we pay him for bringing to the Board of Adjustments. And they gave us, last night, they went ahead and voted and gave us approval on our variance for parking lot.
Thank you, Phil.
Yep. So we're all, well, Mr. Pufflefinger put together a beautiful storyboard for him. So, but anyway, that was very good. And that was everything that I have.
He did wonderfully.
Was it that
yesterday? Oh, quit.
I was going to ask Mr. Belt. Was it that diagram board that you took over? Was that that was the home
that was
run?
The killer, man.
That sealed the deal.
Or not, they did. You know, get it. Wanted some explanations
big board.
About the only question that came up, which is a fair question, because I've talked to Scott Albert, the city manager, about this, is access to that parking lot. Obviously, it's a county parking lot. We are going to have swinging gates. I think Mr. Belt answered that question very sufficiently. He said, we plan to leave it open until we start having a problem. If we start having a problem, then we'll have to address that. We're going to have signage that says no overnight parking. We're going to have, you know, different stuff, but you know how parking lots can get.
Well, I think, you know, and it's not imminent, but we probably need to address it at some point. Is, you know, what agreement is the city of Gatesville willing to make in assisting us in enforcing the no overnight parking?
Right.
Because, I mean, you know, we have some law enforcement assets. They have some law enforcement assets. Together, if we can work, you know, because I don't think it's going to be a huge problem.
No.
But as long as we've got, you know, some formal understanding agreement there.
And I think we're good with that. My biggest thing is if an 18-wheeler decides that, you know, they find a good spot to park overnight and start pulling in there. So I think that's it.
Okay. Very good. Any other questions or updates on construction projects? Okay, hearing none, we'll move on to item number 17, which is to consider actions on items to support construction projects. Is there any action items that the court wishes to take at this point?
I don't have any, Judge.
I have none, Judge.
Okay, noting no action taken on item number 17. Item number 18 is to consider proclamation 2024-01, School Board Appreciation Month. I believe. I think everybody was handed a copy of that this morning. We just printed out one. They all read the same other than changing the name of the school district. Something that we have historically done to recognize those individuals or the school boards across the county. And so that is presented for your consideration today.
We have dates for each individual set, or
the
of each proclamation when they do it? Is there certain dates? Is it...
Lisa's made contact with the various school districts. I can get you the dates of when all those school board meetings are occurring. She told me, but I don't have them all off the top of my head. But I think we've got everybody scheduled, except for maybe the city of Copper or Copper's Cove ISD. I think theirs is on the 18th, maybe.
I know we discussed this last year. This is coming from the court, right?
Yes.
Shouldn't we all be signing this?
We can put, previously we had trouble getting everybody's signature because they've got to get everybody's signature on it. I don't want to turn it in. So that was part of the conflict that we originally had. But if you are willing to make the time to...
You can tell me when and where and I'll come sign.
Okay.
Guaranteed.
Yeah.
I make a motion to approve proclamation 2024-01 school board of education month with a signature of the entire school.
Second.
Got a motion from Commissioner Matthews, second from Commissioner Taylor. Any further discussion on item number 18? Hearing none, all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed say no. Ayes have it. Motion carries. Item number 19 is to consider agreements between Creel County and the volunteer fire departments of Creel City, Osage, Evant, Flat, Gatesville, Jonesboro, Levada, Oglesby, Turnersville, and the Copper's Cove Fire Department. Again, this is an annual agreement that we have with them, stipulating the contribution amounts.
I just have a few. I know last year was the first year, and it just kind of went by me. But maybe I've just got a few questions, as always, how this is... So we're signing this proclamation. Who is? So who's the president of the association?
This year?
Yeah.
It would be Monty Sanders from.
Okay.
From
all right.
It rotates every year.
Okay, and so then you guys form a committee. Of at least three chiefs who review all the records and all of that. I mean, that was the only thing that I just want to make sure that, I mean, we're committing that must have a training officer at each one of the locations, minimum number of hours, must meet, you know, NIMS requirements, must send TEXFERS and NIFERS a monthly report. Yeah. I know we get the judge's report, which is great, you know, which shows all the total calls, you know, each month. So this year, that's going to be Monty's role to make sure that the audit consists of active role, certified training, and all that, right?
Yes, okay. This done once a year.
Okay. They're not done. We have the ability to reduce that by 5%. I'm good. Sorry, Mr. Taylor. I just wanted to get some of the...
Didn't know you had questions.
I just wanted. Well, I mean, there's a lot in this. I mean, oh, yeah. You know, really, you know, we're allocating $565,469.84 of money to make sure that one of our, I don't know if the fire marshal, Texas fire marshal, whatever, huh?
More than that.
No, I think it's $565,469.84. What have you got?
$733,738.47.
Did I miss one? Yeah, Gatesville, Turnersville, Levada, Oglesby, Flat, Jonesboro, Evant, and Fort Hill City.
Osage.
What's Fort Hill City?
Code.
Oh, it's code, not in. Okay, maybe I didn't have the code for some reason. That's probably a big one. Okay, all right, so it's even more than that. It's a lot of money.
Yeah.
And I just, you know, want to make sure that each department knows that they have to stay compliant in order to receive our funds. Oh, there it is. I got it. So it's more money than I thought. additional 107. That would bring it up. Okay. Those are all my questions, Judge. Thank you.
Okay. I believe we had a motion to approve from Commissioner Taylor.
Thank you.
Second from Commissioner Matthews. Any further discussion on item number 19? Hearing none, all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed say no. I just have it, motion carries. Mr. Vaden, we'll get those to you today. We'll get those to you today.
Okay. Well, tomorrow night I'll get them all.
Okay. Thank you, sir.
No, Thursday night.
Thursday night. item number 20 on the agenda is to consider transferring a fire truck to the Gates Volunteer Fire Department. If you recall, I believe it in one of our meetings in December, one of the fire departments had turned in a brush truck to Road and Bridge for disposal. Mr. Vaden had gone out and looked at that, and he believes that they can repurpose that for an alternate purpose. And he was reaching out to see if we would be willing to transfer that truck to the Gatesville Department.
I make a motion to transfer the fire truck to the Gatesville Volunteer Fire Department.
Second.
Motion from Commissioner Matthews, second from Commissioner Basham. Any further discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed say no.
Judge, can I ask a question on those trucks? Because I had somebody ask me, I believe it's Levada has one of those.
Yes, that's my understanding.
So those are kind of been just bought new by the county and handed out to the volunteer fire departments. So that's what I remember of it as. And then
they were bought in 1995. The beds that's on them were built by Dwayne Parrish when he was a bitch. The beds are just shot. I don't know about the truck at Levada, but this one out here, the bed.
Is Jason, is he the, who's the chief of about it? Is it Jason?
Jason, yeah.
He was asking me about them, if they're like their trucks can modify them and use them as they need to or not. He wanted me to kind of ask the court of what, you know, he said right now they don't use it much, but they didn't want to spend the money to fix it and it'd still be the county's. And I told him I assumed that it's kind of y'all's until it's decommissioned, so.
Well, not all of them. Some of those trucks, I don't know about this one in particular, but I do know that some of the vehicles that the various the sons and volunteer fire departments were purchased by the county.
Like this one, he was confident that this county is
right. Big. Yes, I know there are some that are, but they're the as far as involved in the counties, no.
No. I agree with that. But what I'm saying is, he's asking if he can modify it.
Yes.
It's not like we're going to come back in and.
Well, that was his question. He didn't want to spend a lot of money on it. The county come back and take it. And I said, well, the county's not going to come take it. I think it's only in the event of y'all got a new one and y'all don't want it no more. Come back to the county. We auction it, was my knowledge of it. And I just wanted to confirm that to tell him.
Yeah. If they invest in it, they keep it up and running. I have no desire to.
Absolutely.
Agree. Would that be something he needs to ask on the agenda, or could I just convey this information to him?
Trying to think of what the short answer of it is that. Before they modify, I think we need to have some agreement of whether we're disposing of it or whatever, because it still is, you know, county citizens, you know, had an investment in it. So that we're covered by the court's actions as well as still supporting them, much like we're just transferring this one to the Gatesville Department. That with very little action, I think we can make it to where they're free and clear. They know that they can modify it. They can do whatever they want to with it. More of it, getting it off the county's books and making it more of a Levada truck, if that makes sense. And I'm not going to speak for the court, but I think most members of the court would support that so that they feel more confident that, yes, they can utilize that.
As one of their own.
As one of their own, as opposed to, you know, something. I think we can do that.
We'll spend a lot of money on it, then the county come back and say, hey, we'll take it.
No, and that's understandable. But thank you for bringing that up, and we can address that. Okay. Did we take a vote on that, Ms. Newton?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
All right. Item number 21, pay bills.
Oh, if you don't mind, I'd like to go back to 14 now that Mr. Bell's here, unless I can visit with him later on. We asked to table it, not a timeline or anything, but I'd really like his opinion on what we need to do on that or discuss on it. Kurt and Marissa at subdivision down there, there's two by the van. Justin has gone down there and looked at the base material. The roads were put in very well. But the citizens down there want to pay. It's not in our road system. But how they have everything surveyed out, it's not like they come to the center of the road. Is that correct?
I don't know. I think they're just easements.
They have a
road maintenance
agreement. There's a total of 9, I believe, homes on there. And they were interested in either paying a contractor to pave it or asking the county to do that and they'd be brought up into the road system. And I just don't know how familiar you are with it yet. And if we need to table it.
Well, I'm very familiar with it. I remember when it was that class.
Yeah.
I'm very familiar with the roads. They're both off Duncan Road, dead end in the cul-de-sac.
Yes, sir.
Both dirt roads are. I don't know what kind of right of way they have in their easements, but the roads are very wide.
Right.
And I've been down. Not necessarily down those two roads.
I got you.
But there are always issues out there that are not necessarily related to y'all's business, but related to my business.
I got you. So is this something that I need to get with you later on to investigate how it's cut up or surveyed out to?
Well, we just need the dedication.
Okay.
From the owner of the land.
All right.
Whoever owns the land under the ground.
Okay.
And then it would, I don't know what kind of contractual agreement the developer had with the landowners, but if they're all in agreement, that would be wonderful because then they could all sign off on something saying that agreement's, we've got a deal and everything's, going to be dedicated to the county, and that road maintenance agreement will be set aside, and that they're going to spend the money to bring the roads up to county standards, and the county can accept them if they do all that. And if it all comes to pass, the commissioner's board can accept the roads. But that's what the court wants to do. Main thing is we just got to have a dedication by whoever owns the land, and not.
I will visit with all those citizens.
I don't know if the developer still owns the land or if there was a. And I've seen the deeds and the right of command of access easements, but I have not seen the road maintenance agreements between the developer and the community.
I'll get all that. I appreciate it. Thanks, sir.
Yes, sir.
Well, Mr. Commissioner Matthews, are you good with item number 14? Okay. And we will still leave that in a tabled status for the record of the minutes. Item number 21, pay bills.
Yes,
We've had bills presented in the amount of $1,201,774.77.
Make a motion to pay bills.
Second. We got a motion to pay bills from Commissioner Matthews, second from Commissioner Taylor. Any further discussion on item number 21? Hearing none, all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed say no. Ayes have it, motion carries. The reports, Commissioner Matthews.
Well, the youth fair kicked off last night. I'll be up there most of the week. Y'all want to come up there and have some fun? Come on up. I know some of you will be up there later. It's always a good event. That's all.
Commissioner Weddle?
I have nothing, Judge.
Commissioner Basham?
Got some good rains again. Sure been nice. First time I've seen Corio Creek run in a year and a half. Keep praying for rain. And yes, if you can, get out there and go see the youth fair. They do an excellent job. They do excellent work. That's all I got to do.
You're not going to throw in your regular line?
I did say keep praying for rain.
No?
It's all about the
babies.
So
it's all about you see. The county attorney.
Premium is going to be Saturday afternoon about 5:30. They'll start with announcements, fair dedication, and they'll have premium auction start about 6:00. And just remember, come on out there.
Well, Mr. Beth did.
No, you can't just speak. You can talk about them babies. It's all about them kids.
Mr. Beth, on his ticket, he did use my line. It's all about them babies.
I think the let's see, today's Tuesday. I think the Home Economics Country Store opens at 6 tonight. They'll, at 5:30, I think they'll release the some of those items. And then at 6 o'clock, be your opportunity to buy some good brownies and chocolate chip cookies. Maybe this is chocolate pie. We'll see if they've got one. Be there early because, you know. You got to watch out now because some grandmas will line up there and they're pushy and they'll try to get to it before you get to it. So you got to get out there early. Be the first one in the door. Get the good stuff because if you don't, they'll come in there and they'll have stuff snatched up.
So I've got
to make it early and be ready to fight.
Throwing some elbows there.
It's our own Black Friday event. And okay. Only Coryell County do I understand that the pig time is the big social event.
Friday night, pig show.
Pig show.
The best thing is when they have the little pigs and they graze them up and the kids that are get the show next year try to catch them.
Yeah,
that is fun watching that.
Yeah, they called me the other day, woke up, I had some pigs. I said, well, I can get some.
I don't know if we want to put you in pig
show. Don't run from not come to.
Well, they can run from.
They won't even have to graze them up.
And Commissioner Taylor.
Go out and support the kids. I mean, they 99% of them work hard for several months. Just go support them. Still have to do well at rail tickets. Anybody wants one? We'll do that drawing after the pig show Friday night.
That's a great Friday, by the way.
Got 18 great Fridays, by the way.
Okay. I want to remind the court as well as the public. I think we're in the first wave of a series of three cold weather fronts that are coming in. I think the worst of it's supposed to be the latter part of this week. I've seen everything from Thursday through Monday of when severe cold temperatures coming in. It's not forecasted to be snowmageddon to round two severe, but I do want to ask Commissioner Basham to please get with the maintenance department and take a good look at all of our buildings, get with department heads to make sure that we've got any exposed pipes or things like that. We take some precautionary actions on those.
And take action on those.
Yes, I believe we had that.
What about the generator, Basham? You at least put some fuel stabilizer in?
Yes, sir. That is one of the things I told you. Yes, it needs to be done.
Okay, so well, the gist of it is we need to be thinking through that. We've got about 48 to 72 hours to put some actions in place to protect our infrastructure, vehicles, and those kind of things.
Some of that would be some of these older buildings and stuff. I mean, I want to go by and visit everybody. I'm telling them how to do this, but they need to leave their ears wet.
Yeah. I'll send an email out to make sure that that is done at an appropriate temperature.
Well, our economic in South Seventh Street, if we don't want our plants done.
Yes. Okay, the next one I'm going to bring up and the next one that I want to remind the court about is the solar eclipse. We are approximately 90 days out from that event on April 8th. I know the city of Gatesville has done some pretty significant planning. The city of Coppers Cove has done some pretty significant planning. And I've sat in on a meeting or two and taken a few notes. And there will be some actions taken by the county as part of that. I have heard no desire for the county to sponsor any type of event. I don't think that we are really postured and prepared and have any reasonable resources to sponsor an event. However, we will do some coordination. We will have an emergency operations center set up for the duration of that event. I don't have the exact times, but it basically begins about 10:30 in the morning. It will conclude at about 2:50 in the afternoon with about a 4.5 minute total blackout about the noon 30 time frame. And so that the court is kind of aware and kind of what we're planning is I would anticipate that and this is given from historical some other events, people will trickle into this area. You know, it won't just be a mass, you know, everybody coming here all at one time, but beginning probably the Friday before through the time of the event, people will come into the county. And once the event is over, you can anticipate for about the next 24 hours, it's going to be a mass exodus. There will be a significant portion that will be leaving the county Monday afternoon with probably the remainder of those leaving on Tuesday. I have seen estimates anywhere from 2,000 to 200,000 people that may come to Coryell County. And I know that's a pretty broad spectrum, but it's there's various sources out there, but the state's number on the low end projects about 2,000 people.
I don't have my notes, but they said that the airport in Waco normally get like 40 flight requests, you know, or whatever. They've got 200 or 300. So planes parked all over that area down there.
The planning has already started, and I'll give you updates from here throughout the duration of the event to kind of let you know what we're planning, how we plan on executing it. We're already getting some requests that the court's going to need to consider about courthouse and other facilities and those kind of things. Just want to let you know that that'll be an ongoing report update that I will give from this point forward until we've concluded that. And with that, that's all I've got for the court for today. We do have a closed meeting executive session scheduled. Mr. Bell, I do want to confirm that there's nothing to be considered under Texas Government Code Section 551.071. Is that correct? The Purdue or any other actions that need attorney-client confidentiality?
I got one little update to tell you about, no action.
Okay. So we will discuss, pursuant to Texas Government Code Section 551, the Commissioner's Court will conduct, .071, the Commissioner's Court will conduct a closed meeting to consult with the county attorney pending litigation in a matter subject to attorney-client confidentiality. To include, but not limited to, that case, County of Coryell versus Purdue Pharma et al., with the trial number and the 152nd District Court of Harris County. Additionally, pursuant to Texas Government Code Section 551.0725, the Commissioner's Court will conduct a closed meeting to deliberate business and financial issues relating to a contract being negotiated. Coming out of that, There is no action for the court to take under item number 26. There will be no action for item number 26. However, there will be consideration of the guaranteed maximum price on the Coryell County Leon Street Annex amended contract with Butler Cohen to be considered. With that, I've got 10:36. We will reconvene in closed meeting executive session in the front room at 10:45. We are in recess. Okay, I've got 11:56 a.m. We'll reconvene in open session at this time. Picking up again for everyone's clarification, there is no action to be taken under item number 26 on the agenda today. Brings item number 27, consider the GMP on Coryell County Leon Street Annex amended contract with Butler Cohen. Is there an action the court wishes to take at this time?
Judge, I'd like to table item number 27.
Okay. We've got a motion to table from Commissioner Weddle, a second from Commissioner Basham. Any further discussion on item number 27? Noting none, all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed say no. Ayes have it, motion carries. That concludes the business of the court today. We stand adjourned. Thank you, gentlemen.
Yep. Signing party.
Yeah.